Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com will help you get there wherever you may be going. They've got an unmatched selection. Fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, The Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. However you may be listening, and of course, this is a TV or a trash talking Tuesday. I'm getting my T's mixed up. I was about to say TV theme song Thursday. It is a trash talking Tuesday. And so in the second hour of the show, you'll be able to call in and trash anyone or anything in the entire world of sports. So get your takes ready. You have 30 to 40 seconds to unleash. And speaking of unleash, let me unleash my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, brother?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
Man, I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful.
All good?
Who are you trashing today? You always excited to trash somebody.
You know what? I'm going to say it, Chris.
Baseball. Hold on. Let me guess.
Oh.
Well, you said a little bit of baseball.
Yeah.
Baseball. I don't know why you. Okay, go ahead. I don't know. I don't know why you trash baseball.
No, it's more about the Houston Astros.
Mm.
And that,
wow.
People still, Chris, I know they won the World Series last year, Dusty's first one and all that. But there's still a lot of people in baseball America who aren't happy about the Astros and are happy that they're in a 2-0 hole. So it's more about the Astros still can't get their stink off of them despite winning a year ago.
So are you trashing the fans or who are still against them or the Astros themselves?
Astros. No, the fans, I'm not mad at them. If you're a Dodger fan, Yankee fan, probably cost you a World Series or a chance at one in 2017.
Definitely not the Dodgers. They would have figured some way to
blow it, right? But you know what I'm saying. Look at Chris all over the Dodgers.
I'm just saying, you're right?
I'm not mad at you.
Is a brother tripping? I hear you, Robbie. You know my feeling from the get-go.
No, you were always against the whole thing, right?
They should have vacated that title. And, Rob, I think if they do that, I'm going to be honest. If they had vacated this title in 2017, I don't think fans would be holding it against them anymore. Do you?
No, I agree.
You know what I mean? I think that gives you closure. Like, okay, they were punished. They didn't get the reward. Let's move on.
Yep, but instead, there's still going to be that piece where people are bummed out about them. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And people are happy that we're not going to see. They've been to seven straight. Like, not only did they do it, Chris, but they keep rubbing it in our face. It's not like they've gone away. They won, and then they went away. You got to keep talking about the Astros. Keep looking at Altuve, who had the wire to his body and changed shirts. You know what I mean?
Walkie-talkie.
Yeah, and whatever it was. Like, I would love to have seen, like, can we have video of when he went in and took his shirt off?
Oh, my God.
His jersey. This must be some video.
It had to be some.
Chris, where he takes his jersey off. He's got this thing taped to him. And then he puts on a T-shirt and goes out to do the interview. I mean, how valuable would that be? How great would that? Nobody has that video?
I bet you there can't be a video. Because it would have been all the team in there. They weren't trying to incriminate themselves. Now, look, I hear you. And that's the thing, Rob. There's been no remorse. I mean, you know, they may have given lip service, but they still are cocky, right? I mean, they're a step or two away from being like, you know, well, they have actually said it, Rob, haven't they? Like, we would have won it anyway. That didn't do anything. And they just haven't been remorseful, I don't think, or at least remorseful enough. So I think that adds to it. But we'll get into more baseball talk shortly. Let's introduce the iCouple crew. Super producer Rob G is not here. Is it Brandon the Truth? Trufa?
Trufa. How truthful is he?
Brandon, my dog. What up, brother?
What's up, guys? How are you?
We are good. We got the DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. And he gets to freestyle the beats on Tuesday. So let's see what he's got in store for us. On the updates, our man Kevin Wyatt, and of course, social media, it is not Elijah Sabunya. It's our man Sagar Patel. Sagar, great to have you on, brother. All right, Rob, let's kick it off with the baseball. We start talking about the Astros, but obviously the other side of the ledger, you've got the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Philadelphia Phillies playing, kicking off in about an hour or so.
Right, game two.
Game two, Arizona and Philly. Phillies up 1-0. Bryce Harper, I mean, I don't even want to say he was the only star because he wasn't. But he, of course, is the, you know, face of that team, the Phillies. And yesterday was his birthday. And I think he became only the fourth player to hit a postseason home run in a game on his birthday. So congratulations to Bryce Harper. But he led them to a 5-3 game one victory. And here's what I want to throw at you, Rob. I like Bryce. You like Bryce. He has lived up to the hype. You know, he was this highly touted high school phenom, and he's lived up to it, and he wants to promote the game. He's got a lot of flair about him in terms of his game. He's got the attitude. He's got swagger. But I don't think he is yet viewed as a face, one of the faces of baseball. I think the two faces of baseball are Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani. And I think that's it. And I want to know, first, do you agree? And secondly, if you do agree, why do you think, I mean, Harper is on a contending team. He is a great player. He's got the personality. You can't call, you know, you can't use the Mike Trout excuse where Trout's just a very subdued, you know, to himself type of guy. That's not Bryce Harper. He's got a lot of personality. And so why do you think he hasn't, you know, really transcended the sport and become one of the faces of baseball?
Yeah, you know what, Chris? I think this is a fair conversation, but I think he's rewriting this. And this is where I think a lot of people who don't like his bravado, don't like his staring back at other players, right?
Right.
Who maybe, you know, kind of, you know, disrespected him, and then he hit a home run and he's going to like stare you down and all those kind of things. But you got to remember, this all started when he bolted from the Washington Nationals. And then, Chris, what did they do the year after he left? They won a World Series. Right. So people were trying to discount Bryce Harper. He ain't that guy. It don't matter. The Nationals left. He left the Nationals, and guess what? They won a World Series, and Bryce Harper's Phillies, I think that next year, Chris, didn't even make the playoffs.
They didn't. Right.
Right?
I remember that. Yep.
So then that was like, that's where he kind of dropped down a little bit. You get me? Like, people were like kind of discounting him. And I'm with you. He has lived up to the hype. I remember watching the YouTube home runs from Las Vegas and when he's hitting all those home runs. Chris, you remember those crazy videos? And now he's
won. Well, think about he was using an aluminum bat.
Right?
I mean, a great hitter already with an aluminum bat is just going to be ridiculous.
And then he goes on, you know, to not only win the, because he's won two MVPs, right?
Right, right.
He's got two MVPs. And now, Chris, he's not just a great regular season hitter run producer and home run guy. Now he's getting big hits and stuff to the home run. Leading the Phillies last year, that team wasn't supposed to be in the World Series a year ago. It was on his back. Every time you turned around, there was some big home run. Last night, he had knocked in two runs, had a home run. And again, game one, and now three games away from going back to the World Series back-to-back years. So I think he is making that case and making that statement now. It's hard to deny when I think people kind of thought, oh, he's a flash in the pan. When he went to Philly, they wasted spending all that money on Bryce Harper. He hasn't paid dividends. I don't think you can say that anymore. I think he is creeping
into
that conversation.
Wait, you said a two-time MVP? I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
No. And then now the playoff stuff. If you go look.
Right.
And today.
He's a 292 hitter in the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, and with home runs, Chris, with big home runs. It was funny because today – Brian Kenny and I did this on MLB Network, on his show, MLB
his
Now,
topic.
Chris.
Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of about this was one of the topics, and it was about their numbers in the last 4 years. And Bryce Harper's numbers, he has a better WAR than Mike Trout over the last 4 years. Now, of course, Trout's been hurt some, so that's hurt him as well.
Right.
But you got to be available. The OPS, Chris, Trout has just a small lead, you know, over Bryce Harper. And when you start to look at some of these numbers and things, the last 4 years, Bryce Harper has gained on him. And my conclusion was that Mike Trout is the better player, Chris. He is, across the board.
When he's healthy, he's
right.
Numb.
He's the better player. But I would take Bryce Harper's career over Mike Trout.
I would, too. I agree. Because he's healthy. He's healthy. He's playing in significant games. Trout's been to the playoffs, what, once?
He's got three playoff games, Chris, under his belt. And here's the other thing I'll say. I said that Mike Trout is the modern-day Ted Williams. Ted Williams was a great player, Chris, for the Red Sox. The last player to bat over 400. He batted 406. Guess how many playoff games Ted Williams played in? And remember, there were no playoffs.
I think it was zero.
Seven. He played in seven in his entire career.
So he got to what? What did he get to, one World Series?
He went to – they didn't have playoffs.
Right. It was just the winner of your league.
Right. So that's it.
But that's why. You know what I mean?
Right. That's why he played in one series. Right.
One World Series.
And that was it, Chris.
I would disagree. My main issue with Trout is – it's just him being injured all the time. And it's to the point, Rob, where I think people are and some of it also is Ohtani being on that same team and really, you know, outshining him the last few years. But I do think it's kind of Trout is being, he's almost a forgotten man. And not because he's still not great, but he's just not healthy. These are the last several years. I'm not going to read the with the pandemic year 2020.
2020, right.
2020. He played 53. He was healthy that year.
He was healthy that year because there were only 60 games.
Right. The following year, he played 36. 2022, 119. And this year, only 82. It's like we're forgetting how great he was. You know what I mean? Forgetting
the
like
first 9 years.
He's just not in the mix anymore.
The first 9 years, Chris, were ridiculous.
Right? I mean, oh gosh, it was crazy. So I'm gonna throw out another reason, Rob, and hopefully, like if the Phillies win the World Series, hopefully this would change. But I think because baseball, and I don't know, I would love it to still be a national sport, but it's largely become a regional sport. I think there are only a few national teams. And if you look, like I said, the two faces of the sport, Rob, would you disagree that it's Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani?
Yeah, those are the two right now. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
But neither of them made the playoffs. And obviously Judge hasn't won a World Series, and obviously Ohtani hasn't. But Judge plays for the Yankees, one of the few national teams. And Ohtani is a freak of nature, hitting and pitching. And I think to be one of the national faces of the league, I kind of feel like you got to play for the Yankees, maybe the Red Sox. They're not really good right now. So, I think Big Poppy was somewhat a face of the league. But I think you have to play for one of those. And I even say East Coast national teams, because Mookie Betts is phenomenal. He's won. He's been an MVP. But maybe because they're in the West Coast playing late, I don't feel like as great as Mookie is, he's a face of the league. And by that, I kind of mean they've transcended baseball. And, casual fans know them and know them well. I feel like it's just Judge and Ohtani. And I feel it's because Judge is a Yankee. And obviously, he had 62 homers last year? Yeah.
Right.
And Ohtani is just doing something we've never seen. So I don't even think it's because Bryce didn't win, because Barry Bonds never won. But Barry, face of the league, he had to do something ridiculous, right? The 73 homers.
Yeah.
I just think unfortunately, it's become because the sport is not the national pastime that it once was.
Yeah, I'm not going to agree with that. I still think that Bryce Harper is somebody that people know. And in this new generation, he was a YouTube sensation before he actually even got to baseball. And I do believe that he was hurt by the Nationals winning and the Phillies not. But I think if he was able to lead this team to a World Series, I'm not saying he's going to surpass Judge or surpass. I'm not that crazy. But I think his name will be definitely brighter, and he'll be somebody that you look to because of his heroics. But, yeah, it's a conversation. It'll be interesting to hear what people say.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, boat, ATV, RV, and more. All your protection in one place is beautiful. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Can Bryce Harper be the face of Major League Baseball, or one of them? Your thoughts.
All right, Robert in Phoenix, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Robert?
Hey, what's up, guys? First time, long time.
Thank you, buddy.
Oh, good to have you calling, babe.
Appreciate it. You know it.
Hey, listen, Harper is never going to be the face of baseball because he has such a bad boy persona, right? He's got that hair, play with your hair on fire. Baseball wants a, you know, they're going to want a clean cut like Ohtani and Judge. Right, that's what they want their face of the franchise to be. So he's just too much of a bad boy persona for people.
Wait a minute, but Barry
Bonds. I think that's fair. Let me ask you this, though.
I'll say it's not fair. Barry Bonds was a face of baseball, and he wasn't a like guy. He wasn't a guy that everybody embraced or was wholesome. And, oh, yeah, Barry Bonds. There were a lot of anti-Barry Bonds people. And that's before the juice, Chris. I'm just saying in general.
More so writers didn't like him, like yourself, right? People liked him. People liked Bonds.
I don't know if everybody liked Bonds.
I think Bonds was so good it was undeniable. I mean, as good as Bryce Harper is, Bonds was better.
Oh, and, no, I'm not saying that's not my argument. I'm just saying he wasn't clean cut. Everybody loves Barry Bonds.
I'll throw another one at you though, Rob. And I think this guy was in the process of becoming one of the faces, but obviously the PEDs derailed him. I think Tatis Jr.
Doubt about it.
Now he may never get there because of the PEDs.
You're right. And he had so much swag, Chris, and people were all into Tatis. I agree with that.
And he had that bad boy, you know, he was badder than we knew, of course, but it's unfortunate. Yep.
Robert, thanks for the call, though, in Phoenix, and thanks for the support. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
What's going on? Listen, Bryce Harper is certainly balling right now, and he has the play on the field to be the face of the league. But I have to agree with the other callers in terms of his attitude. It's going to be tough to promote him, to put him on that pedestal. You know, he doesn't smile for the cameras. You know, he doesn't light up a room. You know, he doesn't warm. You can be the heel. You can be the villain and kind of project that and be an antagonist. But in terms of, you know, the overarching face of the league, that has to be someone that has widespread appeal. That has to be someone whose Q rating, you know, can go from A to Z. That's where I think he has to work. If he powers the Phillies to a World Series championship, he's going to have something clearly that Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge do not. So that can put him in the running. But beyond his play on the field, I think he just has to play the fame game as well as the actual game, you know, to be able to have that crossover appeal.
I don't agree, Rob. I don't think it's not like he is a bad guy. I think he's fine. I mean, his whole have fun. Remember what was that he was saying a few years ago? Let's have fun in the game. And
right.
I mean, Shohei, there's even a language barrier with Shohei. And he's overcome, I think, just because of how great he is and what he does. But I don't think that's holding Harper back.
Yeah, I just think Harper is a personality, Chris. Guys, you got to have some personality, because if it was just about milk toast, it would have been Mike Trout. And it never was Mike Trout. And he's a great player, but milk toast. Right. And even the commissioner, you remember that when Judge won the home run derby, even said, hey, it'd be great if Mike Trout had that kind of smile in person.
Right.
But
right.
he doesn't have it.
Right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/odd100 and use code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. We welcome in our man, the former NFL offensive lineman, Fox Sports Radio weekend host, Ephraim Salaam. What's up, brother?
What's up, man? How are you?
Brothers, how y'all doing?
We are great, man. Great to have you on, as always. Let's start with this Aaron Rodgers stuff. Are you given any possibility of him coming back this season? So what do you think this is? Is this just him being a crazy, weird dude or what?
No, man. Come on, man. Anybody who's been around someone or has blown their own Achilles out knows that this is just a gamesmanship or hope on the rope, maybe to keep everybody engaged and playing on the team. That hey, if we do this, we'll get this back at the end, which will not happen. I guess Robert Saleh and the Jets have to do whatever they can to have that type of effort that they had to pull off that game. If they can bottle that up and play with that like they did against the Eagles every week, then they got a shot. And if sprinkling a little false hope over the locker room helps you achieve that, then go for it. But he will not be playing again this year.
Let's go to the Chargers last night. Cowboys got embarrassed. They come to Los Angeles, and they get the W. Herbert throws the interception late. Just the Chargers. Is that a game they should have won? You know what I mean? Coming where the Cowboys are coming and beat up. Could that have been a statement game for the Chargers? And instead, it turned out being what I thought it would be, a Cowboys win.
First of all, the game was almost unwatchable with the amount of penalties and the lack of discipline from both teams. You have over 150 yards in penalties between two teams. I mean, that's you want to talk about watching paint dry. it's hard to get into a game when every third play that there's a penalty. Literally every third play there's a penalty. But in terms of Brandon Staley and how he still has a job, I just don't know what's going on, man. I really don't. Every week it's something. Once again, leaving points out there on the field. It was a lackluster effort on both sides. I think both sides were not coached well enough. And it was kind of just like, you know, who's going to mess up the least? That's who's going to win. And so I don't think that the Dallas Cowboys are out of trouble because their schedule is probably one of the toughest remaining schedules in the league, and they haven't exhibited against top-tier teams, which they've only played one really this year, that they have that they can survive that. Dak Prescott can lead them, and they can put up the amount of points that they need to be viable NFC options.
Justin Herbert, we all know how very good he is, but it doesn't seem like he's progressed, you know, from his first year when he was very good to now he's very good, but he doesn't seem to have taken that next step. And a lot of it's, they're just not winning. They're 500 with him as a starting quarterback. How much of this is on him and how much of it is on Staley? Rob and I totally agree with you that he's doing a horrible job with
just
that
team. Just a horrible job.
So how much of it's on him and how much is on Justin himself?
So I'll tell you like this. When you're watching that and you say he's right around 500 as a quarterback, about 8 games since Staley has been the head coach, about 8 games have been mismanaged and lost because of him. So if you add those 8 games to Justin Herbert's
total, the big
total,
difference.
What does it look like now?
Probably has a playoff win too.
That's how serious having a competent coach is. Like if you take Justin Herbert's talent and the amount of talent that they've had offensively outside of not really being able to run the ball with those weapons that they've had, going back to getting Mike Williams hurt last year, like all of these, right. If you take all of those missteps, and if we will take half of those games out of those 8 and 4 of them we're going to win for sure, 2 maybe in the air.
We're losing. We got a bad connection. Ephraim.
Hear me?
Okay, I think we got you now.
You got me?
Yep. Yeah.
If you take those
steps away. Yeah, phone is bad. Yeah.
We unfortunately going to have to break loose from Ephraim Salam, who delivered great knowledge as usual. Seckle City is next. Keep it locked. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, and we're live from the TireRack.com studios. If you like using debit rather than credit, shouldn't you also get rewarded? Yeah, you should. Well, now you can with Discover Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cash back on everyday purchases. No fees, period. Check out eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank member FDIC. It's time, folks, for Sheckle City.
Welcome to Sheckle City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Chris, what was I last night? Do you remember? No, you don't remember.
No.
I was 3-0 last night. Hello.
Really?
3-0. Wow. Got them all right. I picked the Phillies minus 1.5 runs, Chris. They won by 2. I also picked the Cowboys minus 1.5. They won by 3. And I picked the Rangers plus 1.5. But, of course, they beat the Astros outright. So that worked in my favor. 3-0 last night on Sheckle City. Here we go tonight. Only one game, Chris. So I got the Diamondbacks as the best bet, plus 1.5 runs. The Phillies The Diamondbacks are good. They, you know, hadn't lost. They finally lost a game. I think they'll bounce back, make this a series. They were down 5-0 last night and made it a game. I'm also going to take the Diamondbacks on just a straight money line. They just have to win, not with the run total. And I'm going to take the Diamondbacks and Phillies over 7.5 runs. So they need to combine for at least 8 runs to get a winner. So Diamondbacks plus 1.5 runs. Diamondbacks on the money line, just winning the game outright. And the Diamondbacks Phillies for the over 7.5 runs total. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right. There you have it, folks. Run! No, I'm just
saying. I was 3-0 last night. They would have had some college tuition if they listened to me.
They'd have had some ducats. All right. I'll give you credit. Speaking of credit, Rob, how about them Cowboys? Look, Dak Prescott said after the game it was a must win. And I think he's obviously, it wasn't mathematically, but I think psychologically, spiritually for this team, they needed that win. And it wasn't, as Ephraim said, it wasn't the prettiest win. Rob, I don't know if you knew this, but the Chargers have the worst pass defense in the league. Number 32.
I didn't know it was that bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's one of the worst defenses, period, as far as points allowed. They allow 25 a night, and Dallas only scored 20. They give up like 280-some-odd yards passing a night. Dak only threw for 272. So it wasn't like it was a tremendous Cowboys performance, but they went into another team's building, and I know they don't have much of a home field advantage. And that's putting it kindly, but that's a pretty good team. It's certainly a talented team. Of course, Brandon Staley is a knucklehead coach, but, still, I think, Rob, it was a good win, and I'm not, you know, I think the Cowboys are definitely a notch below San Francisco and Philly. And I didn't think that going into the year, Rob, or obviously early in the year when they were blowing teams out. I didn't think that, but now I do. I think they're on that next tier with the Lions, and I don't know if you want to throw Seattle in there, but still, that was a good win and a desperately needed win. And I'm going to give Dak some credit, Rob. He played well, and what he did, it was clean game from him, obviously, but also, Rob, he ran. He ran the ball for more yardage and more attempts than he has all season. And that's something he used to do.
He ran for the first touchdown. You remember?
Yeah, it was a 18-yarder. So he needs to, if he's going to be a threat with his legs again, not being Jalen Hurts, but just he will run when the situation calls for it and he will run well, then I think that'll be a big boost for him and the Cowboys.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's an added dimension, something he had gotten away from. When he wanted it to be the Dak Prescott show and just stand there and throw the football 40 times.
Right.
Just hasn't panned out. That's not what works for them. And he needs to be – I'm not saying he's a running quarterback, but when there are breaks and opportunities and coverage and space, Chris, he did it last night. I mean,
yep.
He just took off. And was that like his longest run from scrimmage or something for a touchdown, like 18 yards? I mean, that's a long run right there. He got it done. So, yeah, that's a good look for them. And they needed him to march down and get that win. It was huge. I do think that psyche-wise, not
right.
Schedule-wise. Right.
Where are you at on – I know that was your pick in the NFC. I know you're not going to, like, go back on your pick. But
no.
How are you feeling about them as far as, you know, being that team you thought they were earlier? I assume they've been a little bit disappointing to you.
Yeah, definitely, because they've beaten up on some bad teams and then not had the showing that I thought. I mean, the 49ers game was just awful. Like, they were
right.
Ill-prepared. They didn't show up, and that was disappointing when you know that that's the team you probably need to go through, you know, to get there.
Right.
So that was it. It's a long season. I'm not ready to give up. We saw it last year, I think. And I'm not saying they're the Chiefs, but last year the Chiefs lost some games, a game or two early, Chris.
Oh, yeah, you're going, right? I mean, the Niners on Sunday.
Right, the Niners. Are they out of the mix for the NFC going to the NFC Championship game because they lost to Cleveland with a backup quarterback? No, they're not. No.
Right.
So I'm a realist that it's a long season and you got to build, but they got to get their mojo back, and they need where they beat a good team and let them know the Cowboys are here and stick it to somebody, and they just haven't done that.
Well, that game is the Eagles in November. First week in November.
Yeah, that's the one you want to go and play well and pull it out. Is it in Philly?
Because they got the Rams. It is in Philly.
Yeah, so I mean, that would be a statement one. But that's the one you want to go win a game in Philly.
Absolutely. I mean, this was their best win of the year. It took a little bit of the stench off from that loss to San Francisco. But not all of it, because they're the Chargers and they got their issues. If they beat the Rams, Rob, in their next game, that's a decent team, but, you know, that'll be a good win, but nothing to write home about. They beat the Eagles, then nobody's really going to be holding San Francisco against them at that point. So, all right, keep it locked. It's the Odd Couple, 2 hours left.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.